Hello, good evening again. Now I listened to the booze about the relationship topic, and I thought I'd give my opinion on that too. It's a very interesting topic. I'm in the living room. I noticed that I haven't done a boo here for a while. That's a pity because our birds are so active. And maybe it's nice to hear them in the background. Since I'm only 21 and Philip and I have been together for almost 4 years now, I'm in my first serious relationship. So I cannot speak about big comparisons or anything. But I know that back when I was younger, I always thought I'd not really like to be in a relationship with a person who's blind. It's hard to remember, actually, because it's a long time ago, and since I am in a relationship with a blind person now, it's hard to think of the points I had back then. I think it were all practical things, like how it would be much more complicated to get to places. Just rational reasons. But I was very firm on this. But I mean, I was a teenager, and yeah. And nowadays, I sometimes think. Oh, wait a minute! I have to look what the dog is doing. I hear ripping sounds. Kayla. Was hast du gemacht? The bathroom door was open and I don't know what he did there. Lass das, Lisa. He wants to play, but I don't want to. I sometimes wish or think about how easy things would be if one of us was sighted. Like when we are planning, like for example, Philip does these nature recordings. This is one of his biggest interest, really. And to do those recordings, you have to go to places where it's really silent, really natural, and where there is no bigger street in the whole surrounding, because those microphones that he uses are so sensitive and pick everything up. And it's, of course, very hard to get to places where there is no infrastructure. So we have to think of solutions and possibilities for him to go into a forest or something all the time. And then I think it would be so great if I was sighted, I could just accompany him to those places, or take him there and then pick him up again. And also the situation when you're outside. Now it has gotten easier because Taylor is guiding me and I'm guiding Philip then, or Philip takes my shoulder, because it's the same that Melanie described. He walks behind me then, and so we can talk because he's close to me. But when we were out with two canes, I didn't like that so much, because when you are going side by side, most sidewalks aren't big enough, at least here. But when you go behind each other and everyone has to use their cane, you have to you cannot go directly behind each other because then one would poke the other with a cane all the time, and then this makes conversation quite hard. So this is a difference now, and I'm liking this quite more. But of course, this would be also easier if one of us was sighted. But that's not something I'm thinking about anymore since we have Taylor. This change in thinking that Kate and Sam described, I had too. So at the beginning of the relationship, when we were living in a long distance relationship, I thought, well, this is actually a good thing because I just couldn't imagine to be together all the time. And I thought I liked being alone and needed my alone time. But I don't know, with the beginning of our relationship, this changed.